Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
There is nothing more admirable than when two people who see eye to eye keep house as man and wife, confounding their enemies and delighting their friends. Odysseus here speaks to the strength of home and marriage in the epic poem, The Odyssey. Everyone wants to go home. Those of us who have decided to homeschool have made a choice to create a loving, warm, and safe home, an ark, for working and learning together as a family. Even those of us who did not have a wonderful childhood home know that it was not the ideal, and we long for it to have been different. In Homer's epic poem, Odysseus longs to go home. He has fought in the Trojan Wars for 10 years, and he's been journeying home for 10 more. Throughout the poem, Odysseus faces many trials, life-threatening and ominous, as he tries to get home, and many make him tempted to give up. He faces the monster Scylla with her three rows of teeth, who devours the passing ships, and the whirlpool Charybdis, who drinks the water each day, including the ships and sailors in it, and then spews it back out. This is actually where we get the saying, between a rock and a hard place. Other challenges are shiny and pleasant, like Calypso's Island or the singing of the sirens. In our homeschools, we are lured off the path by the promise of easy and shiny things. The hard challenges of the journey want to be avoided. There are many, many lessons that can be learned from Odysseus' sea journey. But I hope that families, as they cling to the ark of salvation, our Lord, will ponder the joy of homecoming in light of both our earthly and heavenly homecomings.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.